Act II of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Act II, Scene 1, an opening place adjoining Capulet's garden. Enter Romeo.
Can I go forward where my heart is here? Turn back, dull earth, and find thy centre out.
He climbs the wall and leaps down within it. Enter Benvolio and Mercutio.
Romeo! My cousin Romeo!
He is wise, and on my life hath stolen him to bed.
He ran this way and leapt this orchard wall. Call, good Mercutio!
Nay, I'll conjure too. Romeo! Humours! Madman! Passion! Lover! Appear thou in the likeness of a sigh. Speak but one rhyme, and I am satisfied. Cry but, ah me! Pronounce but love and dove. Speak to my gossip Venus one fair word, one nickname for her purblind son and heir, young auburn Cupid, that shot so trim when King Cophetua loved the bigger maid. He heareth not, he stirreth not, he moveth not. The ape is dead, and I must conjure him. I conjure thee, by Rosalie's bright eyes, by her high forehead and her scarlet lip, by her fine foot, straight leg, and quivering thigh, and the demesnes that there adjacent lie, that in thy likeness thou appear to us.
And if he hear thee, thou wilt anger him.
This cannot anger him. 'Twould anger him to raise a spirit in his mistress's circle of some strange nature, letting it there stand till she had laid it and conjured it down. That were some spite. My invocation is fair and honest, and, in his mistress's name, I conjure only but to raise up him.
Come, he hath hid himself amongst these trees to be consorted with the humorous night. Blind is his love, and best befits the dark.
If love be blind, love cannot hit the mark. Now will he sit under a medlar tree, and wish his mistress were that kind of fruit as maids call medlars when they laugh alone. Romeo, good night! I'll to my truckle bed. This field bed is too cold for me to sleep. Come, shall we go?
Go then, for 'tis in vain to seek him here that means not to be found.
Exit